This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. Equipment that one of the Faculty of Natural Sciences research professors at MUT secured from Germany has been delivered. The equipment was delivered by Peter Dupreez from InnovX Africa. Professor Theophilus Davis says the element model will have a major positive impact on the faculty's research efforts. He pointed out that the equipment would facilitate staff academic progression as they can now use it for their research work. In other news, Police Minister Begicele says the DNA backlog is expected to be erased by January next year. The backlog, which stood at 241,000 in April, has now been reduced to 71,000. Cele was speaking at the Interministerial Committee on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide on Monday. He says the DNA backlog is mostly due to contractual issues. Cele also revealed that more than 9,000 people have been linked to crime scenes but haven't been found.
KZN, where we had a little bit of a problem there, that's laboratory in Manzimtoti, has flooded 4 times. So we are moving it to the city center, where we'll be getting the new one, the public works, and together with the supply chain of the South African police, they are working on that.
And finally, the surging price of diesel is dashing hopes of lower inflation in the coming months. Diesel will go up by 1.43 rand per litre on Wednesday, weighing heavily on critical industries and cash-strapped consumers. This will push the Gauteng price of diesel to 25.49 rand a litre, and that's a new record high. A year ago, Gauteng's diesel price stood at around 17.20 rand per litre, and as the northern atmosphere prepares for winter, the US and Europe are experiencing diesel shortages.
If I look over the last year, the diesel price is up almost 50% year on year. And if you consider that petrol is up 17%, there's a huge difference in the rate at which the diesel price has accelerated. Now, that's going to start to impact a different segment of inflation than necessarily just the petrol price. And unfortunately, it feeds into all aspects of business activity, including transport activity for the movement of goods. And it's going to obviously feed into an element of just outright consumer activity. It's going to put business and households under significant strain. And obviously, it's going to contribute to the overall inflation rate in South Africa.
And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag Happy New Month, hashtag Podcast and Chill with McG, and hashtag Davido.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.